Long before the U.S. government made plutonium for bombs at the Hanford site in southeast Washington, the land belonged to Native peoples. For the Acoma Nation, the area was vital for hunting and fishing. Tribal leaders want young people to know about their legacy and the fight that lies ahead. Correspondent Anna King reports.
On a warm evening last month, Yakima Nation leaders got together to talk about Hanford and its radioactive contamination.
And when I think about that process, when I think about being able to speak for the resources for those not yet born, I think about the people in this room.
Emily Washines is the board president of the Watchdog Columbia Riverkeeper and a member of the Yakima Nation.
I think about the messages that we carry, the messages we give to our children and even other youth in the community about what we have to do, because it's going to take all of us in order to make and restore this area and land again.
There are four tribal nations displaced and affected by the Hanford contamination. Yakima Nation adults have visited the cleanup site many times, but now, with Columbia Riverkeeper, they've organized a trip for students. Phil Rigdon is the superintendent of the Yakima Nation's Natural Resources Department.
For them to see it and to understand, and then also to see what this sacred place, what's happened to it, and the devastation.
Properly treating the radioactive waste of the site could cost more than $500 billion with a B. The U.S. government has been trying to settle on a cleanup plan for decades, but Phil Rigdon says it's not just a cleanup site. It's their ancestral land. People lived here. They sang songs, many of the same ones sung today. The Columbia River sweeps through the site. That's where they caught salmon. People gathered roots and medicines, conducted ceremonies, and buried their dead. After months of planning and paperwork, a group of nearly 70 students got to see the site by bus.
Hello? Hello?
I caught up with them on a break at a nearby rest stop. They learned about the leftovers from making plutonium during World War II and the Cold War that includes 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge stewing in aging underground tanks near the Columbia River.
I got to go see the tanks, the reactors, all different 9 reactors. We got to drive by, and then we obviously got to go in Reactor B.
17-year-old Leilani Redhart says she's been to Hanford before with some of the adults, but for a lot of the kids, it was their first time here.
It's okay what they feel, you know, just as long as they know about Hanford.
Jordan Ashew says he was surprised when he learned how long the cleanup will take.
There's this specific thing where it was like 75 years just waiting to like make sure that it was good to clear out. And like that sounds like a while. I'll be like, what am I, 18? That's going to be like 90 years old. This is going to be a while.
He was talking about one of the cocooned reactors. But the bigger picture, Hanford's radioactive waste will remain hazardous for many generations. Here's Phil Rigdon again with Yakima Nation's Natural Resources.
The presence of our people, even if it is for a short period, if we are able to sing a song, if we are able to be, and the land, it knows us. It knows who we are.
It's hard to impart centuries of knowledge of this landscape in a single day, he said. But even just a little bit helps the land and the people heal. I'm Anna King in Richland, Washington.